Area Voices tells the arts, culture, and history stories of northern Minnesota. And lots of kids dream of becoming rock stars when they grow up. And this week in Brainerd, many are actually rock stars. The Mark Munson Rock Music Camp was the brainchild and legacy project of Mark Munson, an avid supporter of the arts and an established musician. And now it's now in its third year, and the camp is continuing to grow in numbers and opportunities for kids in the Brainerd area. Tomorrow night at the Tornstrom Auditorium, the campers will be putting on a full rock concert, complete with professional sound and lights and special effects. And here to tell us more about the camp is director Marley Larson. Good morning, Marley.
Good morning. Good morning.
Mark Munson, who started the camp, had a vision in this legacy project during his treatment for pancreatic cancer. Can you tell us about Mark and this dream of his?
I can. Mark was a very respected chiropractor in the Brainerd Lakes area. He was also an avid fisherman, a woodworker, and a musician. Music was always a part of his life. And sadly, in 2016, he was diagnosed with pancreatic cancer. And although the treatments that he received gave him a couple extra years, probably, he knew from the very beginning of his diagnosis that his life was short. And he began to think about what that meant and what he wanted to be remembered for. And one thing led to another. I remember having a conversation with him about funeral versus celebration of life. And that conversation evolved into, well, celebrate, let's have a party, and then maybe we should make it a fundraiser for something. And at the time, he was a member of the Crossing Arts Board in Brainerd, and with their help and their support and good ideas, we thought about a rock music camp, and it just came to be. I remember we spent a day in St. Cloud. They actually have a rock music camp that's been going on for about 15 years, and they really gave us some support and direction. So at any rate, we started writing things down and making plans, and with the help of some wonderful sponsors and support, in July of 2017, we had our first camp. Mm-hmm. And I remember, I think we had about 26 kids in grades 4 through 12. Our requirements were they had maybe about a year's experience, not necessarily formal training, with keyboards, percussion, vocals, and guitars. And we found 9 or 10, I call them the local rock stars, guys and gals in the community that are in bands. And they came together and took these kids and listened to them for a few minutes, grouped them into different bands. The kids selected a couple rock songs, and within 6 days, they were ready to perform a concert, which they did. And the first year, they packed Franklin Auditorium. So the next year, last year, we moved the concert to Tornstrom and nearly packed Tornstrom. It's an amazing event. Yeah, I don't know what to say. Mark was always, he always believed that music was important, and music was always the way he relaxed. And I remember two or three times at the end of his life, he passed away sadly in January of 2018, he said, music is the only thing that makes me feel better. And so his dream was, he always knew that athletics were such a big deal in our community. And he always said, you know, kids can be successful in athletics, maybe in high school and perhaps in college and maybe a little bit after that. But as soon as our bones get older, that's probably not what we can do. But if you learn how to play the ukulele or the keyboard, you can have that for the rest of your life. So it's been, it's just been a wonderful dream that has evolved into, I think, something even bigger than Mark had imagined.
No kidding. I was reading an article online yesterday about him, an older article, when he was heading down to Mayo for treatments or for a prognosis. And he decided, if it's good news, I'm buying a guitar. If it's bad news, I'm buying a guitar.
And he bought a red one.
Yeah. So how are you seeing the kids kind of change? How is this camp affecting them beyond their musical skills?
Oh, and that's the part that we didn't expect. The first day of camp, these kids who probably don't know each other, maybe, you know, we have some returning kids now, so it's a little different. But that first day of camp, This year we have 32 kids who really don't know each other. They're really scared. They know they're going to have to show their stuff to a couple of musicians that they don't have a relationship with yet, and they don't know each other. They're just scared, and actually so are we. It's that first day is pretty intimidating. But by day two, they've bonded. They've had some success with their music, and they know that they're going to get better. And honestly, yesterday and today, I see these kids as confident and ready to rock. And they take that with them. This year we have 10 kids who came to us on scholarship. The camp isn't inexpensive. The tuition, we have to have it at $230 to break even. And so for a lot of kids, that makes it not possible. But this year, with the support of the Brainerd Community Fund and Bridge of Harmony, Klaus Stamping, Kiwanis, Sotoma Rotary, the Dispatch, we have some scholarship funds. And so we have 10 or 11 kids that are with us on partial scholarships. And these kids, many of them come from homes where there aren't a lot of extra resources. And so, but they have talent. Some of them are powerhouses. And I just think it's an amazing happening for them to have this opportunity, because tomorrow night they're going to be on stage with lights and sound and fog machines, showing their stuff to people that love them and people that don't know them. And it's going to be monumental. It's going to be wonderful.
No kidding. So there is a rumor we could hear Pat Benatar, Lynyrd Skynyrd tomorrow night.
Absolutely.
What can people expect?
Well, we have six bands, and they're each going to do two songs. Hey Jude, Don't Stop Me Now, Sweet Home Alabama, Ballroom Blitz, Paranoid, Summer of 69. That's just a sample, the ones that I can remember off the top of my head. And they're good. They're good. If you go to the Facebook page for Crossing Arts Alliance, you can see Focal Point Photography has been with us every day, and they're taking photographs. And you don't have to think too hard after you see the photographs to know that these kids are having fun and looking good.
Oh, my gosh. That is so cool. They are experiencing the rock star experience.
Yes, they are. Yes, they are. Okay. And I'm so grateful to not only Mark's dream, but the Crossing Arts Alliance and their board, who's been so supportive of this idea, because it's not something that we've done before, and we didn't really know how it was going to work out. But because they believed and stood behind us, it's just gotten better every year. The First Lutheran Church, we didn't have any money, and we didn't know where we were going to have the camp. We knew we could get the auditoriums for the concert, but the First Lutheran Church came up because the pastor, John Stiles, was a friend of Mark, said, you know what, we have a second floor with some, it's not air conditioned, but we've got some rooms there, and that has worked out beautifully for us. And this year it's air conditioned, so we've enjoyed that.
Wow, progress.
Yes.
Well, that is Marley Larson. She's the camp director for the Mark Munson Rock Music Camp. The big concert is tomorrow night, Thursday, July 25th, at the Tornstrom Auditorium. And tickets are $7 in advance, and they can be purchased at crossingarts.org.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. Or $10 at the door.
Yes, yes. Another thing I want to mention, that with the registration, the kids get a CD of the concert, and they also get a professional photograph poster of their band that was taken on about day three of the camp in front of a green screen, that it's going to be a memory maker for the rest of their lives. And they'll be signing those posters after the concert and being available for photo ops too. And we also have some pretty great t-shirts that they get and that will be for sale as well. The concert in itself is worth a whole lot more than $10. And I just will be so happy to see it packed again.
Yeah, that's at the Tornstrom Auditorium tomorrow night. Thank you so much, Marley.
Thank you. So welcome.
Area Voices is made possible by the Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund and by the people of Minnesota.